Jerry Bader Show 953. Must have just caught up with me. I was going to try to binge watch some stuff last night, and I just fell asleep. You know what? I haven't brought this. I can't decide whether to do a topic on this or not. I remember taking this up last year. I am more tired with the advent of daylight savings time. And we argued whether or not the effect was real. Here's something we've never debated on this show. Does it make sense to do it anymore? You add more daylight time when seemingly most people could use it in the evening. Does it really make sense? It was kind of nice yesterday because we're car shopping for a third car, and now it was actually light enough where we could do that, where it would have been getting dark already. I'm really conflicted on that. Where they're adding that hour for most of the time of year when people could be outside. You want it to stay like it is now? This is daylight saving time. So you don't argue for getting rid of daylight saving time. You want it to be year round. Fool the clock. We did that for a while during the energy crisis in the 70s. I don't remember for how long, though. It was during the Nixon years. Really? All right, you know what? After 10:30, we're going to take that up. Jason thinks it should be daylight saving time 24/7. So you really would have three choices here. Standard time, 365, not 24/7, 365. Standard time, 365, DST, 365, or continue to do it seasonally as we do. Your vote is daylight saving time, 365. All right, quick prediction. Where do you think listeners are going to fall on this when we take this up at 10:30? You have no idea. I'm going to say, I'm not going to say because I'll skew it. I'm going to type it. So you can hear me type. See, they can hear that, right? All right. Now, Jason knows what my prediction is. Do you understand that? Oh. Really? You didn't understand that? Okay. No. All right. Jason is deeply confused. He doesn't even understand my position. Never mind. We'll get to it at 10:30. Forget about the war on women. There's another war that hasn't gotten a lot of play. That is the war on coal. The Obama administration basically wants to get rid of coal. The United States has been called the Mideast of coal. We have lots of it. We have lots of fossil fuels that we're just not maximizing. Oil, nat gas. Non-fossil fuels, nuclear energy. We could be so much more energy self-reliant than we are. And the one thing that has helped us get some level of self-reliance, coal, it is the evilest or most evil of fossil fuels in the minds of liberals and environmentalist wackos, so they want to get rid of it. The Heritage Foundation has done a study. Pending regulation by the EPA to reduce carbon emissions from new and existing coal-fired power plants, and this also hurts the energy infrastructure because they're not letting us build nuclear facilities to replace them. I mean, this is going to put a big crimp in the power grid. It will also destroy nearly 600,000 American jobs and reduce the average family of four's income by $1,200 by the end of 2023. Here's something that may surprise you, though. Wisconsin would be the single most hardest hit state by this in terms of job loss per capita. The modeling used in the study found that Wisconsin will lose an average of about 1,500 manufacturing jobs in each of its eight congressional districts. Multiply 1,500 times eight. Compared to the national average of 770, double Now, part of that could be population issues as well. Wisconsin's loss, no, it's per capita. I'm sorry, it's per capita. Wisconsin's losses are the highest predicted for any state in the nation. By the way, because they're using the EPA and they're not doing this legislatively, this is being done rather quietly. Nobody has any idea how, why, you wonder why gas costs as much as it does when we have fracking going. I'm just telling you, energy in general is so much more expensive in this country because it would have, than it would have to be, because we're not tapping into nearly enough of it. Well, what do you know? The media is actually calling Mary Burke out on her personal revisionist history. We're going to get to that in 8 minutes. It's 9:58.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.